3 years. 3 years of learning about the water of the Cape Fear River. 1,095 days of forums, protests, meetings, debates, lectures, denials, consent orders, lawsuits.
We have team coverage tonight of today's developments in the Gen X water investigation.
Questions from our reporters and declined chances to put fears aside when it comes to our drinking water.
Tonight, officials from Chemours will meet with local leaders this morning at the New Hanover County Government Center. Here's what we...
And 3 years of learning some new vocabulary. Gen X, perfluorinated compounds, PFAS, Chemours. And what we've learned hasn't made anyone happy. Larry Cahoon is a biology professor at UNCW. He's been helping educate the public on the chemicals in the water since the story broke.
I'm not 100% surprised, but I knew this was going to be a long story. I had no idea how it would play out. You know, in the rush of headlines and you know, revelations coming out to the public and the, you know, fumbling response from various players, it was clear that there was a big story here. And it was clear, given the nature of the PFAS compounds, you know, they don't go away. So they're going to be with us a long time.
The question... As we sat on the Riverwalk looking out over the river, I asked Cahoon if the river will ever again be clean.
Oh, well, good thing it's Teflon.
This story starts a long time ago. Teflon was an accident. Its scientific name is polytetrafluoroethylene.
DuPont and Co., catalyst from great war to great war.
In 1938, a young chemist named Roy Plunkett had been working at DuPont for 2 years. He was 27 years old. Plunkett was trying to invent a new type of freon, a class of compounds that in those days were very useful as the principal gases in refrigerators and air conditioners. He ended up with Teflon. Teflon would become a virtually indispensable part of everything from space capsules to heart valves to frying pans. Gen X has been used since 2009 in the production of Teflon. The chemical also is a byproduct of the production of other Chemours products. Three years ago, we learned we were drinking Gen X and a lot of other compounds collectively referred to as PFAS. A lot has happened since then. Vaughn Haggerty is the Public Information Officer for Cape Fear Public Utility Authority, or CFPUA. 3 years ago, he was the journalist that broke the story for the Star News in Wilmington.
I would say that I thought it was a big story. That's why I spent so much time on that first story researching it, and why I spent so much time even after that following it. I have to say that the thing that I was most surprised at is how quickly and forcefully this community rallied around that issue and demanded that something be done to fix it. That's the thing that surprised me. And once I saw that, I think that's when I changed my viewpoint of how long I thought the story would last.
Emily Donovan has tracked the story from the beginning. She co-founded Clean Cape Fear and has testified in Washington on PFAS contamination.
Yeah, so I think for Clean Cape Fear, what we've seen over the last 3 years, you know, I've testified before Congress twice. I testified in the first ever congressional hearing on PFAS in the nation. So I think that those are big wins. I attended the premiere of a Hollywood version of the Parkersburg, West Virginia story in dark waters, and participated in a Washington Post panel discussion with lawyer Rob Blott and actor Mark Ruffalo, and was able to elevate our community to that level. And those are big wins to get our community on a map, because I remember 3 years ago, that's what we desperately needed. We desperately wanted to be seen. We wanted to be seen and remembered.
Donovan has two young children. She buys her water at the store.
It's still no way to live. And I think that's where we see the frustration. That's where I personally feel the frustration as well, is no, this, we shouldn't have to live this way. We shouldn't have to buy home filters. We should be able to drink the water that we're already paying for. We shouldn't have to, you know, families living near the Chemours facility should not be afraid to grow vegetables and should not be afraid to swim in their swimming pools, do their laundry, or again, try and figure out how to manage their property value. And these are things that are fundamentally unfair. Absolutely.
Cape Fear Riverkeeper Kemp Burdett reminds the public these compounds are going nowhere.
Are ever-present. They're forever chemicals. They're always going to be in our environment. They have really clear health impacts. They're in virtually every human being on the planet's blood, from the North Pole to, you know, the Sahara Desert. You know, we know these things are all around us and everywhere, and yet we're doing absolutely nothing to regulate them in any real sense at the federal level, which is where it would actually have impact. At the state level, we're not doing a much better job of regulating them. We've seen some bills introduced recently, which is encouraging to regulate PFAS compounds. But even now, even, you know, after what we've seen in the Cape Fear, we still don't have any actual regulations on these compounds. We have recommendations both at the federal level and the state level, but we don't have any real regulatory limits on these compounds that have any real teeth.
Wilmington's Representative Deb Butler is working on that. Last month, she co-sponsored two bills in Raleigh. One is an outright ban on PFAS in the state for the manufacturer to discharge in any shape. The other bill seeks to make those who have discharge permits be more forthcoming with what's in those discharge waters. She says she's trying to make sure that permittees in this state do no harm by disclosing everything in their affluent. She says it's hard in this political environment.
You know, I've learned that in this political environment, everything seems to be political. I never thought environmental contamination would be a political football, but it is. Never thought that public health crises would be political footballs. So I think we have a lot of learning to do as a community about how we approach these issues together. And it's going to take, I think it's going to take different leadership to do that. I think that our federal leadership has attacked people, not problems. And that's regrettable for sure.
Meanwhile, because of COVID-19, the Environmental Protection Agency has suspended enforcement of environmental laws, telling companies they won't have to meet environmental standards during the pandemic. Last month, we learned that Chemours will avoid criminal charges in a Clean Water Act case involving its Fayetteville plant. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina says the charges were dropped after a grand jury investigation. Historically, corporations rarely face criminal charges for environmental violations. Cape Fear Riverkeeper Kemp Burdett.
Honestly, I wasn't really that surprised. It seems like they've made every effort in every possible area of environmental enforcement to cater to industry rather than hold industry accountable. So it didn't surprise me. It was very disappointing. But
I reached out to the EPA, Chemours, and the state's Department of Environmental Quality for this story. All chose not to comment. For now, the source water in the river does show lower levels of contaminants, and the CFPUA is spending millions of dollars on a new granular activated carbon treatment plant. Construction is underway. It should be complete in 2022. CFPUA Executive Director Jim Fleckner.
All in, that's about a $43 million project. It's expensive, But given what we didn't know about PFAS and the impacts on our community, we think it makes a lot of sense to add that extra barrier of protection in our drinking water.
Exposure testing of residents of the Cape Fear region and near the plant in Fayetteville is continuing through North Carolina State University. Exposure tests tell us nothing about the long-term health risks, but they help. Dr. Jane Hoppen is leading the exposure testing effort from her post at NC State. It started in 2017.
We launched the GenX exposure study almost 3 years ago. GenX exposure study was really designed to answer questions about what was this chemical, was it in our bodies, and just start to get that first set of data.
In March, NC State was awarded a Superfund Research Center grant, which will build on and expand the GenX exposure study.
It's a 5-year grant, and so over the 5 years, we would plan to collect blood samples twice, you know, in year one and year three, and we would analyze those for PFAS. And we'll also focus on the health outcomes related to thyroid disease. Thyroid is an important organ. It regulates everything from cholesterol to weight. We will be looking at how these chemicals may be associated with alterations in thyroid function.
Cape Fear Riverkeeper Kemp Burdett says the battle continues through the courts, regulatory agencies, and public opinion.
I think, you know, we do have a lot of momentum right now, and I think, you know, we are changing this situation. You know, what we need to do is continue the momentum to make changes on a statewide and a nationwide scale.
For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.